Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the show that is packed full of kingdom principles that will help you to become motivated, to inspire you to move from the area of life that where you are to hopefully the area that you want to go, you envision yourself going. It's a show that will be kind of different because the emphasis on this show is not only to use those kingdom principles, the principles or disciplines that we use in life, but it is also to make certain that you are enjoying life. It will challenge you. And if you are being challenged, then it seems that we are doing something that we should be doing. I thank you so very much for joining us. We have a lot of things going today. As you can tell, my girl is not here, but she is en route. So she will definitely meow for us. Also, we will have a wonderful person that will give us the experience that they have had to go through to get to where they are. And she's a wonderful lady. She's worked with the likes of some big artists, some well-known artists, and I don't want to give away too much, so I'll be quiet. And before that, or right after that, we will have a segment of the show called How Did I Get Here? It's where you, the listening audience, have either DM'd us at Dr. Tanji Show on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and you can ask whatever questions you want to ask, and hopefully we will get an opportunity to answer your question with us openness, honesty, and sincerity. And all of that is packed in what we deem about 45-50 minutes. But before that, we will discuss the last part of the vision series. We did a 4-part series, and there's so much more that can be said about vision because it is so spectacular to know that it is something that is inherent in all of us. I likened vision to that dream that keeps you up at night, or that gnawing or nagging feeling that scares you, and you know that there's something you're supposed to be doing and just kind of trying to figure it out, sometimes will cause you to miss the mark. And that's something that I do not want you to have to experience. And I say that because I've done that and it does not work. It is a detriment to time when you are here in the earth and you live your life day to day and you really don't know why you're here or what you can do or what your destiny is. And those simple 5 simple questions that we talked about from some time ago, I said to you, if you answer those questions, you will be on your way to living the life that you're supposed to live. With the last part of this series, I want to make certain that I am saying what needs to be said. And I don't want you to feel like, well, she touched on this and I'm not there. That's what I'm here for. I am here to prayerfully make your life better, to get you to dream so that that dream can become your reality. And then not only is it your reality, but then you are well-equipped to go back and tell someone else or to help someone else get to where they need to be. So with that said, I want to put some emphasis on overcoming the obstacles to your vision. Now, we can sit here until forever and give reasons as to or list obstacles, examples of obstacles. That's not where I want to be. That's not the crux of why it's important for you to overcome the obstacles or what the obstacles are. One of the things that I kind of made a note of, I want you to know that it is vitally important that you understand the source of vision when fulfilling it. Because if you are thinking that, well, I've got this dream and don't really know where it came from, but I'm going to go after this dream. If that is not a dream that's going to materialize into purpose, that's going to materialize into propelling you to get to vision, then for all intents and purposes, you're kind of wasting time. And again, we don't want to do that anymore. If you have gotten to where you are now and you feel like, you know what, I could have really did it faster or I could have done it better, but I just made excuses, then that stops. Hopefully then, but if not, it stops now. You got to know the source. For me and for others that I've spoken with that have talked about their vision, it all goes back to God or your creator or whomever you believe in. Again, not to step on any toes. For me, it is God. He is the object, or the giver of source, of vision. So I always want to align myself into what I believe, okay, my purpose is and what I'm supposed to be doing. Again, I've wasted so much time. As a disclaimer, I will say that when I was not in purpose, when I was not operating in vision, every job that I tried to get, I would always get fired. As crazy as that sounds, right? I'd show up thinking that, hey, I'm doing good here. I got here on time and, you know, I can kind of check that off. But it was so far removed from what I'm supposed to do. Even if your gifts and your talents have you in a place where you can serve and you're serving other people in their vision, that's perfectly fine. Doesn't mean that yours is any less than. There are times in life that we literally have to hold someone else's ladder to assist them in getting where they need to be. Doesn't mean that you're less than. It just means that you know your value and you're so valuable. Your assignment for using your gifts, exercising your talents and your skill sets. That's all that that means, okay? Now, sorry for all of that, but source, you got to know from where your source lies when it comes to vision. I want you to also please, please, please beware of a couple of things. One, not knowing the nature of your vision. Now, what does that mean? That particular principle, the nature of your vision, is specificity or specific. You gotta be specific when you're getting ready to thrust yourself into vision. That specificity is identifying your objective of success. When you are specific in vision, you'll know. And you know, there's no, I don't believe in magic, but there's no magic potion here that you're using or no formula. It's really getting in tune, being quiet, being still, and just sitting and thinking. And as you're that information is being downloaded, you're writing it down. And you're so specific in what it is that your vision the objective of it, that without a doubt, without question, you'll know, all right, this is what the objective is. This is what I need to be doing to obtain this. And along the way, you'll have other people that'll come. And because you've written it down so eloquently, people can actually come in and read that vision and execute, and you'll be able to deploy them in what they need to be doing to assist you to getting from where you are to where you're wanting to be and where you know you can be. The second thing is the cost involved in vision. You have no earthly idea sometimes when you're setting out to discover why you're here and what your purpose is and how that relates to where you're going, the cost associated. I did not know how not just monetarily expensive visions were, but the sacrifice that vision calls you to make, which would be a cost associated with vision. There are times where you will have to forego sleep. There are times when you want to kind of go out with your friends or maybe take in a movie or do something extracurricular that's fun, that enables the senses to come alive, when you've got to say, you know what, can't do it. That's a cost associated. There are times when you may not get any sleep when you are discovering vision and you're operating in vision. That sleep is a byproduct. I've got this really good friend that there are times when we are dialoguing and I'm talking with her, and I ask, have you been to sleep? And she'll just kind of novelty, not right now. And she knows who I'm talking about, so I won't have to call her name. But I want you to be well aware that there are costs associated, and vision is worth it. I do not want you to spend another waking moment, another day that turns to weeks, or weeks that turns to months, and months that turns to years, feeling unfulfilled and not really knowing why you're here. It is very crucial that if you have not been operating in it, that we truly sit down and get this thing done, so that you'll look back this time next year and we'll be able to say without a doubt, measurable goals have been met, and I am much closer than I am now than when I was when I first started, or whatever excuse you've given yourself throughout the years or what have you as to why. There will be times when you want to throw in the towel. There will be times when you've cried and prayed and cried and prayed and you've cried even the more. There will be times when people will not understand why the urgency is there. But take heart, because you're getting to where you're supposed to be, getting up every morning of your life saying, yeah, this is the day and I can do this, is so very important. It was a series that I had thought about, and again, there are so many things that I wanted to incorporate, but I do hope that I've been able to share with you some principles that I've been able to use in my life and see things manifest or come to pass, or I'm able to live the life that, again, if this was my last day, I could easily say, wow, I messed that up. Yep, I failed there. Nope, didn't do what I was supposed to have done there. But now that I know better, and I am under this thing called grace and new mercies every day, that I love getting up every morning and saying, okay, I can do this. It is important, vitally important. And the urgency is there. It does exist. Get into your purpose. Let that purpose fuel you into your vision. And you will never, ever work, not the way we know work to be, another day in your life, because you will become because that is what work is. Work is becoming. Work is being what you were meant to be in this earth and making a difference where you are and in the global world. And we can do this. It's not hard. It's worth it. Sacrifices, yep, they're going to have to be made. But you can do this. We got this. And with that said, I want to thank Miss Jeannie Jones for coming in and being a part of this.
Well, check this out. I was approached by Cupid. And that was my delay. And Cupid brought me, look, not the Postal Service, but a special Dr. Tanji show mailbox. So I said, for Cupid, stop with an arrow and a diaper and everything on Sunset Boulevard for Dr. Tanji. I said, well, I'll take that and deliver.
Oh my God.
So that was my job for today.
Thank you. I love gifts, guys. I get excited about a gift. I really do. So thank you very much. And thank you, Cupid, for thinking about me.
Absolutely. Cupid had vision. They've been listening to the Dr. Tanji show.
How about that,
absolutely.
JD? Oh my gosh. We've held online for a while this person that I really want to introduce, but I'm trying to be really good here. So without further ado, is that good now?
Look.
Bring them aboard.
You know what? We have the best guests on this show. So this woman on the Dr. Tanji hotline is no different. No different. Doing major things all over the world.
Oh, wow. This lady that I am about to introduce here, I'll take her off here and make sure. Hello. Can you hear me?
Is she there?
Hello. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I can
wonderful.
Hear you.
Wonderful. Hey there. I didn't want to introduce you, but before, you know, making certain that you were there, okay? But this lady.
The show was so good that I was just mesmerized. I was just listening.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Without further ado, she is known as The Experience. Her name is Ebony Tai, and she gives a wonderful experience because this woman has choreographed and worked with some of the hottest clients, hottest people on the planet, from Beyonce and Jay-Z on the Run, tour.
Yep, for Halle and Chloe. Yeah, who are Beyonce's proteges, yes, who just rocked Super Bowl and, I mean, just everything. The Grammys the other night, oh, absolutely, they're nonstop.
Oh, wow. And can you believe, this is the one that I really love. I'm reading this bio, right? I was just so thrown when it had here Aretha Franklin, that you were on tour with Miss Riri herself. Is that right?
Yes. Oh, that was my very first tour.
Oh, my gosh. And countless
others. It was
so
exciting.
Oh, my. Thank you. First and foremost, thank you so very much for being on the show. I know you're busy, and for you to take time to do what you're doing.
And then for Ebony, because like I said, I don't know how you start your career with Aretha Franklin.
Bow
down, okay? But Ebony, in between being a power celebrity choreographer in Hollywood, she's requested all over the country to perform, and also an incredible community and world motivator for young girls and women going through transition, whether it's abuse. And what I love about what the Ebony Tai Experience does, she uses her art, her platform of dance and creative expression to uplift people just like you, Dr. Tanji, from where they are to where they want to be. So she incorporates how to get cast on TV shows. Like she's, you know, work with the NBA, Housewives of L.A., Amber Rose, like you said, you name it. I mean, she's like a who's who. She's even worked with, what is it? Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
She's a movement coach, you know. And now Kendall is like the highest paid model. We ain't going to talk about how that happened. She's a billionaire because of her because of her mama, for real. But I mean, you know, people come to Ebony to learn how to move. How amazing is that? You're talking about vision. How do you teach somebody how to move through life? So, the Ebony Tai Experience. I'll let you guys take it from there. That's a whole lot. I was just blown saying that. I was like, whoa, you know, where do you go from there?
Right. Wow, Ebony, thank you again. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. How long have you been dancing before it became a profession? Wow.
Well, I was on a roll. I come from an artist family. So my grandmother, you know, she worked with Laverne Reed, who has like the only chocolate nutcracker ever, heard of the chocolate nutcracker.
Absolutely, I have.
And so she helped train Savion Glover, and I was in Care Bears and all this stuff as a young kid, and, you know, done things like Sesame Street and all those things. So I think I started in the womb.
Wow. I believe that. I absolutely do.
Yeah, my uncles used to point my feet when I was like 5 years old. I have pictures of and videos of my uncles pointing my feet and stretching my legs out into a split and stuff at 5, 6 months old. So, I've been dancing forever.
Wow. So you knew that this was going to be your career choice, or how did that come into play? Because you were introduced to it really before, you know, while in the womb, you get out and you're being prepped already. How did you know that, this is a profession that I want to take part in?
That was bittersweet. I knew that I wanted it because I was raised in that type of family. So I was raised in an underground gay world and every type of dance era you can think of. I was in that era from the Lindy Hop era all the way to the new school because of my family. And believe it or not, we'll talk about my life a little bit, but let's just slide through.
Okay.
I gave up dance when I had a child.
Oh, wow.
And at 20 years old, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. It's so much pressure on me. My family was like, you're the star child. So it was so much pressure. I was like the Michael Jackson of dance. Okay. I had to work. You know, I never had a childhood.
Okay.
Besides working, my parents would lock me in a room like, no, you have to lift your leg up 100 times on this side. Wow. Nope, it's not right. Do it again. Two more 100 times. So at 20 years old, I was like, I'm a mom. I can't do it. And I dealt with postpartum depression.
Okay.
And then thank God to two of my amazing friends, Chucky Hawkins and Jerron Gilchrist, they ambushed me one day. And was like, I was working at Hotel Helix in Washington, D.C. And they ambushed me. They talked to my managers. I don't know how they got me off for 3 days. But they came with a brand new outfit, press on nails, makeup, everything, and said, we bought you a ticket somewhere. And they put me on a bus to Disney's audition.
Oh, wow.
And I tried to sabotage the bus, so I was purposely late.
Yeah.
So we were an hour late to the audition, and we got there, and I tried to sabotage. Can I tell you? I like dyed my hair red, my eyebrows red. I was like, I'm not going to do this. And so I got there, and it was like, yes, we're an hour late. They're not going to let us audition. We're good. I can gracefully be insecure. Yeah. You know, when you're insecure and you're going through something, it's hard to get out of it. You want to stay in it.
Yes.
And so I went in there, and they said, can you do a devil of pay? Lift your leg up to the side slow and promenade, which means turn in a circle slow. And they hired me just off of that one step.
Oh,
and I was like the first African American in a few years to get hired for Disney. And then I fell in love with it again, like, oh, this is for me. So sometimes we need that extra push from people.
Absolutely.
And I'm very unapologetic, like Jenny said. I think the difference between me, I always get this question, what's the difference between you and every other choreographer? And I think that I use the things that I've been through.
Okay.
And I tell the truth.
Okay.
Even if it hurts, even if I feel like it makes me look a certain way, I tell the truth because it's a little girl who went through the same thing that I went through.
Wow.
It's a little girl who parents pushed her so much and they forgot to ask, who are you as a person? Are you okay? Do you want to do this? And to God put it on me like, this is what you were called to do. I was raised in a church, dancing at funerals and weddings at 5 years old. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ebony.
And that's something about being transparent.
Wow.
And you talk about it all the time.
Yeah, because it's so important.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
I literally gave up. And that's something I wanted to touch on. And that's why I love what Jenny said. At the Ebony Ty experience, I was tough on the kids, but I loved them so much. And I just wanted them to know that I experienced every single thing that you experience, because people make everything look so beautiful all the time. And even when you're changing in God and you're getting close to God, my pastor used to tell me, it's a good experience, but every Christian isn't going to be just so jittery all the time. You're going to experience the transition of getting close to God, of the, pushing off the real world things to get to that world.
Yeah.
So I wanted people to know that it was hard for me. I wanted to stay in a depression. I didn't want to dance anymore until I had people in my life to uplift me.
Okay. Wow.
I know that was deep, but
no, right, just no. Clench your chest.
Absolutely,
right.
Because I just can't really thank you enough for being that, I call it the hoss, which is honesty, openness, and sincerity, and for you to be experiencing what you went through, and you're able to talk about it and say, you know what, it didn't stop me. When you were, I know you told me about your friends that told us about your friends that ambushed you, but in that space, Ebony, I deal with a lot of people that will be in that space when I meet them, whether that space is hopelessness or depression or, you know, it's not my fault, or, you know, that name blame, that space there. What was the, you know, how did you get there? And then subsequently, how did you get out of that to go on and do what you're doing?
Okay, so how did I get to the place where I felt that way?
Yes.
That came from having a child. I was, you know, I went to Duke Ellington School of Arts. I danced for President Clinton when I was 13 years old at the inauguration. I did a solo for him live. So it was so much expected for me as a kid growing up, you know, in art school and being that girl, and people know my family. It was so much pressure on me. And, you know, I was also, you know, a virgin until I was in college. So I've done everything as a kid, never drank, never smoked or anything as a kid. I was always a kid. And so when I went to New York, I got accepted into Alvin Ailey. It was just so much for me. My first time being in New York, seeing light, seeing freedom. I've never seen freedom before. I knew what it looked like at all. Mm-hmm. And when I experienced being a mother, it was just like, oh, my God, I need to be a mother. And, you know, the postpartum depression made me feel like it was over for me. Yes. So that's how I got into that state.
Okay.
And now, mm-hmm. how I got out of it, I have a praying grandmother.
Oh, wow.
Which is very important to have. Oh, wow. I don't think a lot of people have real grandmothers, you know. No judgment, but nowadays we have grandmothers at 30 years old now or 35. I had a real grandma with big old fluffy boobies that lay in. She kept all the pacifiers and the car keys. I had a real grandma to lay on her boobies and just listen to the old spirituals and everything. Oh, wow. And she always kept my Bible with me. So that was something I had with me through my depression.
Okay.
You know, I never let go of the Bible. I always read the Bible every day. I always talked to God in my corner or my closet or bathroom. That's something I never let go.
Okay.
But what helped me was my grandmother. She said, you lost who you were. You need to go back and look at the things that you've done. Go look at you dancing for God at funerals in front of a casket where you're uplifting people and warming people's hearts. You're not massaging them. You're massaging their hearts, and you're using your talent to do that.
Wow.
So that's what helped me. And when I realized the way people look at me differently, Jeannie can, she can agree with me on this. The last 2 years of my career, I have been blessed enough to get jobs through my personality, let alone auditions. You know, I would be in a room with people and not know who they are or know who they are and just be myself.
Yeah.
And people love that.
Yes, they do.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, especially out here.
But one more thing.
Yes.
I had to go through that depression in order to love who I was. Because I was a dancer, my family, and I love my family so much, by the way, but I have to be real. My family and people that trained me, they had this expectation of me of what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I would never forget, I have family and friends in the industry, and when I first came to L.A., they said, well, wear your hair this way. You got to look at the other girls, honey. The girls is booking. The girls is getting Beyonce and this and this. Mm-hmm. You have to look like them. And I was like, no, but I want to wear my big, nappy purple hair. And I want to be me. And
right.
I want to do what I want to do. And they
different.
Said, no,
be
you
bold.
Have to do this in order to make it.
Yeah.
Wow. So that rebel inside of me that my grandmother instilled into me, the rebel in God, I said, no, I'm going to be me.
That's it.
And if that job isn't for me, then that's okay. But God's going to bring me up in front of the people who didn't believe in me. So.
Wow. Well, coming up in 10 minutes at the Dr. Tanji Show, how did I get here? We have Celeste in Los Angeles who perfectly, Dr. Tanji and Ebony, piggybacking off of what Ebony just mentioned. Unbelievable. So, Dr. Tanji, I know you're going to be able to relate exactly to Absolutely. What her question is to you. So feel free to be interactive. You can call 323-203-0815 or all social media at Dr. Tanji Show with Miss Ebony Tai, the Ebony Tai Experience choreographer, motivator extraordinaire.
Yes. Absolutely. Amazing.
Because I find that also in your darkest moments, Ebony, you talk about how you got through because of family, some support you had in your industry connect. Let me ask you this. To a lot of people have made it. You've worked with a lot of A-listers, a lot of people that people aspire to be in the same room with. What motivates you to go back to your community, to go back to children to inspire them? What makes you do that? Why do you feel like you need to do that and make that part of your movement?
Perfect question. I love that question. Because, like I said, I went to Duke Ellington School of Art, right? And so when I was going there and training, my only goal was to be in a dance company. I did train at Alvin Ailey, but that was the only thing I knew was making it as a dancer. I want to be in an American Ballet or a dance company. That's all I was taught. So when I went to L.A., after a few experiences, it was like, oh, wow, this is different. Oh, my God, nobody explained this to me. Video etiquette, what is this? Tour audition, what is this? Like, what is this? So nobody really looked at me. I looked up to people, other choreographers that I was inspired by. I remember meeting one of the biggest choreographers that I've been watching since I was 10 years old. I mean, I love her so much. Mm-hmm. And I met her one time at an audition, and I stuck my hand out to her to say, oh, my God, you have inspired me. You are part of the reason why I dance. And I remember her looking at my hand and turned away.
Oh, come on.
It broke my heart. And I said to myself, she could have. Thank God I have God in me.
Yes.
But what if it was a little girl that wasn't as strong or seasoned in God the way I was? She could have completely broke her whole life and her career.
Absolutely.
So I made a promise to myself that I will go back to my community and give them everything. That's why I want. I'm strong enough. That's why God chose me. I'm strong enough to get through abuse. I'm strong enough to go through the choreographers not believing in me that didn't, because I was able to prove them wrong and still do it out of love and not out of bitterness and anger. And I'm able to show them that it's okay. You're going to go through this. We can get out of it. Absolutely. And you can still prove your point, and you can still compete in the name of God. You don't have to be bitter. You don't have to be upset and say, I told you I can do this. You can just do it and wear a smile and show them how it's supposed to be done and how people are supposed to be treated. And I want my D.C. people to be able to come to L.A. and know the etiquette already without being ambushed. Because there's not many choreographers that will look at you and say, let me help you. They'll turn their nose up, you know? Yeah. One of my mentors, she's a celebrity A-list actress, and I love her so much. And she, Lynn Whitfield, I'm her movement coach too, and she always gives me advice and says, I don't understand why. She just can't believe how some dancers or choreographers lift their nose. And I'm like, not everybody.
Right.
But she's like, why? Right. Don't they know that that's the ministry? Like, that's an angel. Like, that's the ministry of dance. Like, they don't help people. And I'm like, not everybody, but there is some people who do that. Mm-hmm. So I made it a point to use the experiences that I've been through and switch it up and turn a negative into a positive. Because I haven't made it yet, to me. It's not making it until I'm able to complete what God put on my life for me.
Amen.
And that's to be able to change the industry and bring it back to the Paula Abdul and the Debbie Allen days. I haven't made it until I can do that.
Wow. Well, you're definitely in route, and you are doing the damn thing and doing it well,
yes,
Ebony
Tai.
Now, I know that you not only help dancers, you help those that are in music, television, and film, whether that be acting, modeling, anybody, a personality, a speaker, anybody that wants to improve on their presence when they step into the room. How do people interact and set up sessions with you?
Yes, good question. You can set up sessions at Ready, Set, Impact. That's R-E-A-D-Y-S-E-T, readysetimpact@gmail.com. You can find me at Ebony Tai on Instagram, all of your social media networks. and book a job with me.
She is the one. Yeah. You will see Ebony. If you see purple hair on a billboard, just say, oh, that must be Ebony Ty.
Ebony Ty.
Yeah, flying in the yes, sky. Look at her Instagram. No, I mean, and y'all think I'm joking. I mean, all you do is see her springing in the air. Oh, it's absolutely amazing. Ebony, congratulations. And I'll be around screaming somewhere with Dr. Tanji when you're accepting your Academy Award for multiple pieces. Oh, we'll keep that on the low. Some things you're working on, who you're working on, that is very possible, yes, very soon.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for being on the Dr. Tanji show.
Yes.
One more thing.
Okay.
You guys got to touch real quick and claim that Academy, because I just put that on my vision board.
All right.
I put an Academy Award on my vision board, so we have a few months to the end of the year. We have months
to
the end of the year.
I love it.
Yeah.
We just touched and agreed.
And I didn't even know. I'm just saying that because that's how I felt. That's like, I know it's coming.
Oh, my gosh, Evan.
No, I just put on my vision board 2 days ago, so we all touch and agree.
Absolutely.
Well, look.
Agree. So done.
We love you, and you always have a platform and a seat at the Dr. Tanji show.
You better believe it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Love you so much.
We love you too.
Ebony Todd, the experience, baby.
The experience.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And I love that every time, you know, every guest that's at the Dr. Tanji Lounge, the couch. Look, I'm setting this all away to y'all. Hear and see.
Yeah.
Talk to Tanji. A new interactive session we got coming
gosh.
Up. Woo, 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 woo. People are very inspired by the opening segment of your show, your points, your life points, shall we say, and obviously your 4-part series on vision, which I think you're gonna have to extend
yeah.
a little longer.
Yeah, I see that.
It's moving people. I noticed you have them on the show, and they use those points immediately on their platforms and apply them to
Absolutely.
Their lives and start to make change
Absolutely.
Immediately.
I know. I noticed that too. And thank you so much for finding such wonderful people to come on and be unashamed and unapologetic,
oh,
as she
yes.
said that.
So
I love
transparent.
That. Oh,
folks are being okay yep. with saying I'm
Absolutely.
Broken
Absolutely.
And I don't have it all and
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
hurt and I'm depressed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do. So thank you very much for that. Now, who do we have asking the proverbial question or answering, how did I get here?
It's Celeste in Los Angeles. Celeste. And piggybacking on just what you guys said, this is amazing. She got you up on Facebook, and she is 35 years old, single mom, mm-hmm. who has always been a go-getter and focused. She says, Dr. Tanji, after my divorce and having to raise my 6-year-old daughter more alone than she planned, says she's lost her vision and passion, and that's something she's always had all of her life. Mm-hmm. And she keeps asking herself, well, how did I get here? How did I lose myself? And how do I get back to being me? Mm-hmm. Am I depressed? How do you put, I guess her question is, Celeste, I'm not sure because you didn't really ask a question, you just left it there. You know, does she, do you put a label on it, something that you need to heal from? What process do you suggest when life does take us off balance, off right. pace, off course sometimes? How do you suggest, or how did you get back to being you?
Wow, really good question. Thank you so much, Celeste, for tuning in, and thank you for the question. Because we do practice openness, honesty, and sincerity here.
Yep. And Ebony just said that she lost herself after she had her baby at 20.
Baby, absolutely. Celeste, I want you to begin to write down everything about you prior to your beautiful 6-year-old person coming into your life. I want you to remember those days where you did ellipse, 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 or XYZ, okay? For me, because I was such a young mother, and when I say young, I was 15 as a mother, and by the age of 21, I had 3 children. Ouch. So looking at that, I'm thinking, oh my God, this is just not going to happen for me. Because as a child growing up, I wanted to be a medical doctor. Coming from where I came from, and now having 3 children and married, you're like, those that's just it's gone. That's not going to happen. But it was something that I had to remember as a child. I went back and kept thinking, I know that that's a purpose. I know that that's a purpose. And even being that young, I would write it down. You ask that question, am I depressed? No, you're not depressed. You're merely having all of these different variables in your life now where you're thinking, oh my goodness, that vision that I had for myself has taken a back seat. It really has not. You're basically now shifting, okay, just a little bit, because now you're going to be, and you are such a wonderful mother, okay? And along with motherhood comes those things that you got to get done. I want you to start thinking about legacy. When you start to think about legacy, it is going to propel you. It is going to push you back into that place where you dreamed again. And I've got to tell you that prayer is definitely the tool that is so necessary. But prayer, and I'm sure you pray, but prayer is not like we think it is, because it's a two-sided conversation that goes on. We're not merely telling our God or our creator what's going wrong in our lives, but we are wise enough to thank him for everything that is going, that he's allowing to go on in our lives. And when you really do know that he has your very best interest at heart, you'll get back into that place where you'll start to see what he sees about you. Just ask him, what is it that those secrets that you know about me that I need to know to get me to where I need to be? It is never too late. It is not over. The only time it's over is when your time has been expired here in the earth. But I know that you can do this, and you're on the right track to do it, because you called in or you DM'd in to this show. And I have had that experience. Again, 3 children, 21 years old. Was it hard? Yeah. But who cares about the hard stuff, right? You got this. You're a great mother. You're not depressed. You're just merely putting some things in perspective. First things first. Again, thank you so very much for reaching out to us.
Yay. Celeste in LA. Wow. And you can always interact with us, Dr. Tanji at Dr. Tanji Show. We have so many exciting things coming your way, whatever city you're in. Yeah. And also, I am excited about an announcement that you'll make next week about other things we have coming for you on Wednesday. Look, everything is on the low, on the hush hush, but Dr. Tanji will make an announcement, and it's going to be so amazing, because you get something every week. How about that?
Absolutely.
You know, and then, like you said, you enjoy getting gifts. Who doesn't enjoy that?
I know.
Who doesn't enjoy that? And we're, what is this, Valentine's Eve? And, you know, I just think that's, you know, we're always in a season of love, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Team love.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You better believe it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Like she said, we got some announcements coming up. And just a side note, for you visionaries that are really serious about your vision, and you just happen to tell somebody, and they are of the caliber as this woman that's to my right, I would caution you to be careful what you ask for. Please be careful.
When it comes, baby.
Oh my gosh. Be ready. And if you have to get ready, then you're operating in something that is, you know, past. I need you to be ready for it, because when you really do believe in yourself, whatever you speak, it will come into fruition. I promise you it will. It will. We've got another caller. Do we have time for another call?
Yep. Got time for one more.
All right. Very good. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji and Jeannie.
Hi, my name, am I talking to her?
Or? Yes, you are live
you
on a Dr. Tanji
live.
Show. Who is this?
What's Annette your name? Stevenson.
And where are you checking in from?
Oh my gosh, I know her.
Where are you? What city are you in?
I'm at home.
No, okay, what city?
Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL in the building. Oh, a peach is on the line. Hey.
Hello.
Your question or comment?
Absolutely.
I'm just happy to hear her voice.
Oh, you know what we're going to do, Dr. Tanji? We're going to put your voice in a bottle and sell it.
All right.
That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do, and then we'll be good to go.
And that it is so amazing to hear your voice. You know that. This woman that's on this phone is definitely a visionary. She's definitely a dreamer. And just a little bit of our history. She was one of my students.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a student, and she just excelled in my class. I think it was anatomy and physiology, was it?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And she did so well that I knew, you know how when someone walks in a room and they're here for something, but then they're giving so much more. She was giving me so much more that I'm thinking, lady, you can't stop.
Wow.
Fast forward 10 years later or 12 years later, and now she has her own business.
Wow.
Tell us about your business, please.
Glory be to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is a printing company where I do t-shirts, cubs, a lot of stuff. What happened was my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, so I had to stop working.
Okay,
and I did it as a hobby, and now it's been booming.
That's what I'm talking about. That deserves props. That's what I'm talking about. And creating your own platform and business. What's the name of your company?
It is Immaculate Enterprise LLC.
Okay, well, you guys need to hit her up for all of your printing needs. So you do merchandise, you do printing t-shirts, like you said, and like mugs and anything somebody may need for their brand or company. Okay, well, look, ma'am, look, in all of your Southern beauty, Belle, that is, what's the name of the company again?
Immaculate Enterprise LLC.
Okay, well there it is. I love supporting businesses, and especially women-owned businesses. Yes. We are doing the damn thing and doing it well. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you so very much for your support. Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Dr. Tanji Show.
Really?
Look, your babies, and look, you just,
I know, right?
All of your people you invested in, and they just, exploding. And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. It doesn't get any better.
No, it
doesn't.
Glory
be to God.
Tell everybody to listen, share the link, and just tell them to tune in.
Thank you, Anna.
Tune in. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too, baby. Bye bye.
All right.
Aww. Wow. How precious is that?
No, I mean, that's everything. That's everything. That is everything.
Wow. Makes me want to continue and
do
it even more.
And if any question you had, then you answer.
Yep, there it is.
Yep, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
How about that? Wow. Thank you guys again for listening in every Wednesday at 2:00 on LA Talk Radio. It is an absolute joy to have you in support of this vision. And I know that it could not be done without you. So I'm very grateful. Thank you.
We are on this journey together.
Absolutely.
And I can only imagine how many visions we're having about Valentine's and what plans. So share your photos, your ideas, you're in love or sexy and solo, self-love, do you? Yeah. And go do something you've never done before. A lot of people get caught up. It has to be a particular way.
Right.
No. Do something for you that makes you feel good, or maybe something you never even tried. Take tomorrow and do it.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now you heard it from Jeannie Jones, guys. You got to
get
it done.
Yeah, the kitty in the city tell you to do something. Do it. It's a good thing.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing.
And she really does mean that. I apologize for the calls that came and I was not able to get them. But please, by all means, hit us up again on next Wednesday's show, 323-203-0815.
And during the week, at Dr. Tanji Show, all
Absolutely.
Social media platform, we're interactive 24/7, and I literally mean that.
And she does.
Don't be surprised if we hit you back at 2:00 in the morning. It's real, okay? We're live all the time.
All the time. Thank you again for joining us for another edition of the at Dr. Tanji Show. I'm stumbling here. But happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. We love ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.